Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Ternium, also known by its ticker, TX. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Ternium, a major player in the steel industry, to break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep this engaging and packed with insights, so let's get started with a quick overview of who Ternium is and what's been happening with them lately. Ternium is a leading steel producer, primarily operating in Latin America, with a strong focus on manufacturing flat and long steel products. They're deeply rooted in the materials sector, and their operations span across multiple countries, with a significant presence in Mexico, Brazil, and Argentina. With thousands of employees and a hefty market cap, they're not a small fish in the pond. They're a key supplier in the region's industrial and construction markets. Now, let's talk about what's been making waves for Ternium recently. Looking at the latest updates, Ternium has been in the spotlight with their Q2 2025 earnings call, where they reported a solid 25% jump in adjusted EBITDA compared to the previous year. That's a strong signal of operational efficiency, especially in a volatile steel market. On the performance front, their stock has shown mixed results over various timeframes, with some shorter-term gains, but a need to keep an eye on longer-term trends compared to the broader materials sector. There's also chatter about market challenges in Brazil, which we'll touch on later. With that backdrop, let's dive into the meat of our analysis and see what makes Ternium tick and what could trip them up. Strengths. First off, Ternium's financial performance is a standout. That 25% increase in adjusted EBITDA from the Q2 2025 earnings call isn't just a number. It shows they're squeezing more profitability out of their operations, even when steel prices can be a roller coaster. For long-term investors, this kind of margin improvement is a green flag. Another big plus is their geographic focus on Latin America. Their revenue breakdowns by region highlight a strong foothold in high-demand markets like Mexico, where industrial growth continues to drive steel consumption. This regional dominance gives them a competitive edge over global players who might struggle with local logistics. Let's not overlook their operational scale. With significant revenue and gross profit figures in recent income statements, Ternium has the muscle to weather industry downturns better than smaller competitors. Plus, their free cash flow yield looks healthy, suggesting they've got cash to reinvest or reward shareholders through dividends. Lastly, their dividend yield is worth a nod. It's not sky high, but for a materials company, it's a nice bonus for investors looking for steady income alongside growth potential. Weaknesses. Now let's get real about some cracks in the armor. One concern is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's not alarming, but it's something to watch, especially in an industry where capital expenditures can pile up fast. If interest rates climb or steel demand dips, that debt could weigh heavier. Another issue is their exposure to regional volatility. While Latin America is a strength, it's also a double-edged sword. Economic or political instability in key markets like Brazil, highlighted in their earnings call as a current challenge, can hit their bottom line hard. Looking at valuation metrics, their price-to-earnings ratio isn't exactly screaming undervalued. Compared to the industry average, it suggests the stock might be priced fairly or even a tad high for what you're getting, especially if growth slows. Forward PE estimates also show a range that doesn't see massive upside unless they overdeliver on earnings. Lastly, their performance over longer timeframes, like the past 5 years, lags behind some sector benchmarks. For us long-term folks, that's a reminder to dig deeper into whether management can turn the tide. Opportunities. On the brighter side, there's plenty of room for Ternium to grow. Their earnings call mentioned plans to ramp up production capacity, which could be a game changer if executed well. More capacity means more revenue potential, especially if they time it with a rebound in steel demand. Innovation and sustainability are also on the table. Ternium is focusing on greener steel production methods, as noted in their strategic outlook. For investors, this isn't just feel-good news. It's a way to future-proof their business against stricter environmental regulations and appeal to ESG-focused funds. Emerging markets in Latin America still have untapped potential, With infrastructure projects on the rise, Ternium could capitalize on increased demand for steel in construction and manufacturing. Their regional expertise positions them perfectly to grab that market share. Lastly, if we look at industry trends, there's a chance for consolidation. Ternium's size and cash flow could let them snap up smaller competitors at a discount during downturns, expanding their footprint even further. Threats. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. The steel industry is notoriously cyclical, and Ternium isn't immune to global price swings. If oversupply hits or demand from key sectors like automotive or construction dips, their margins could get crushed. Then there's the Brazil challenge they mentioned in the earnings call. Market headwinds in one of their core regions could drag on performance, especially if local competition heats up or economic recovery stalls. Rising input costs are another worry. Steel production isn't cheap, and fluctuations in raw materials or energy prices can eat into profits. Their gross profit margin is decent now, but it's something to monitor. Finally, let's talk about global trade risks. Tariffs, trade wars, or geopolitical tensions could disrupt their supply chains or export markets. For a company with international exposure, these external shocks are always lurking. So where does this leave us? Ternium is a mixed bag, but honestly, that's what makes it interesting for long-term investors like us. On one hand, their financials are solid, and they've got a strong regional presence with growth potential through capacity expansion and sustainability initiatives. On the other hand, debt levels, regional risks, and industry volatility are real hurdles. For those of you playing the long game, Ternium could be a steady pick if they navigate these challenges well, especially with that dividend as a sweetener. But keep an eye on Brazil and those steel price trends. They could swing things either way in the short to medium term. As we wrap up, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Ternium. Are you bullish on their growth plans or cautious about the risks? Drop a comment below and let's keep the conversation going. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more deep dives and daily stock market summaries at MarketSnap. We've got you covered with video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll see you in the next video.